All right, welcome back to Mythbusters. It's myth number 96. Learning today is sponsored by Gitti Fishkin in memory of her mother, Rabbi Tzinfeika Zelda Bas Yosef Dov, by Israel Silverman in memory of his father, Mordechai Zalman Ben Chaim, and by Joel Strauss in memory of his mother, Sarah Leah Bas David HaKohen, Tehini Shmasam Tzuribu Tzura Chaim, and for Refuah Shlema for Shira Bas Devorah Leah. All right, so really the question I want to get to is, can you listening to music during Sfira, what's allowed, what's not allowed, any misconceptions there, but getting into it, we're going to stop at an introductory topic, but really a topic in its own right. Listening to music in general, is that permissible? You look at the halacha, it seems like no. You look at the world and Orthodox halacha-abiding Jews, and it seems like yes. So how do we make sense of all of this? Massive topic, but we'll try to do it in our succinct type of videos here. Today, even just to set the table, and we'll see whatever details we get into going forward, including Sfira. Okay, so there are a number of Mikoros that really prohibit listening to music since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. This is one of the Nihuge Avelos. The Rambam in Hilchos Tainios Parakei towards the end discusses all of them. We know we're supposed to leave some of our house unfinished, unplastered. The Chassan and Kala don't wear these special crowns anymore. The Chassan puts on ashes on his forehead, Zecher L'Churban. And one thing the Rambam mentions is music, we're not allowed to play music. And he says it one way in the Ad Chazaka, and he says it even a more strict stance in a tshuva. Someone asked Rambam in a tshuva, are you allowed to listen to Arabic music? He's like, you can't listen to any music. What do you mean Arabic music? So there's a lot of chumras out here. The Shulchan Aruch follows the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch says that it is Gazir. This is all Gazir. It's not from the Torah. It's the rabbinic Gazir since the destruction of Beis HaMikdash as part of mourning. People in the year of Avelis for a loved one don't listen to music. So we're all in Avelis, always. Even though it's heightened during the 3 weeks, but the Gemara really says we're always in Avelis for the Churban. So therefore, Gazul Shalol Lenage Mikli Shir, you don't play an instrument. What about singing? A cappella. Va'afilu Shir B'peh. This is in Tavkuf Samach Gimot. Va'afilu Shir B'peh. Al Hayayin Asura Shenemar B'Shir Le'ishlu Yayin. To sing without instruments is generally mutter, but if it's done with wine in the accompaniment of drinking, then that already becomes Asur based on the Pasuk in Yeshaya. That Rambam in the Teshuva made it seem like says even regular singing with that instrument is Asur, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that. So there's a lot of chumers out here, and it's not even a chumer, it's the way the Shulchan Aruch Paskin. So how is it? How do we make sense of this that we can all listen to music throughout the rest of the year? Forget Sfira 3 weeks. We listen to music, we play instruments, we sing, we even do some of this with wine. So where does the heter come from? Again, just following the Shulchan Aruch, instruments are always Asur, singing is mutter, but if it's done with wine, then it's Asur. So these two things, which we seem to do, where is the allowance for that? Okay, again, a lot of exceptions and a lot of debate, and I don't want to get into everything now, and just because I'm not saying something doesn't mean that it's not a potential exception to this. One example just there even comes up in the Ramah is for Dvar Mitzvah. For Dvar Mitzvah, it's mutter. Okay, so weddings already, it's a Dvar Mitzvah. That's allowed, therefore. And there are other exceptions as well. But I just want to quote two of the major ones that have, because a wedding is specific. It doesn't help me in my car ride home. So more of the far-reaching kulas, if you will, regarding this topic. So there's two of them. Number one is the Chalkas Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Breish. And he says that the whole takana only applies to live music, whether instruments or singing, each on their own level. Recorded music was never part of the takana. A takana is not like a din d'oraisa, it's not from God. It's a rabbinic decree. Whatever was part of the takana is in. Whatever wasn't part of the takana is not included. There was no radio or cassettes or CDs or MP3s or anything like that when this initial takana at the time of the Churban and the Beis HaMikdash. It was never, just didn't exist. So it wasn't part of the takana. So Mimela, we are allowed to listen to any recorded music just because as a technicality, that was not part of the takana. So that is what the Chalkas Yaakov says. I should note, it's really a Das Yachid. Rav Moshe Feinstein and many others reject that. It's not a halacha. They just don't accept that la halacha. It creates the same result of listening to music. But it is an opinion by the Chalkas Yaakov, and it is out there. It also doesn't help us with live music, but it would help us with recorded music if you follow that opinion of the Chalkas Yaakov, which is a Das Yachid. The other kula, and this is much more widespread, and I think really the basis of everything, is quoted by the Piskei Chuvos, and this is the Maharshag, the Rav Azim, Shevet Alevi, Mishnah Halachos, Rav Menashe Klein, the Lahoros Nasan, and others, and they all say that basically, Ekev Choleshes Hadoros, because of the weakening of our, the generations, Yiridus Hadoros, we're filled, Rachman Alson, with anxiety, with depression, and we're not listening to music to really, for the sake of frivolity, and to completely forget the Churban and just to go crazy. It's almost like a refuah. It's for a healing of the soul that we need, just to upkeep of the soul, so to speak. And we need it to keep going, and it's necessary. No one's denying the powerful effect of music. That's dafka why they made a gezeira against it. Inherently, there's music for the avoda and the Beis HaMikdash, and the Torah is compared to Shira. But we're not supposed to be, living in a certain level in Gala, so we're not doing it for frivolity, it's just we're doing it again for basic upkeep, and that is, I think, the most accepted kula out there for why we have so much music. Additionally, they quote from Rav Azna that if it's for Dveikus and spiritual growth, and that's also not part of the Takana. So that's a general Isser that really is out there, it's in the Shulchan Aruch, and the basic retort as to why we do listen to music in general. That hopefully sets a table, and I think we'll try to get into some of the other details in the coming days.